Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
And the thing is, Biden right now, he's feeling pretty good about himself. He's feeling cocky because he had a physical yesterday and the old geezer passed it, Nige.
I believe robust was used to describe the president.
Current
physical state.
He's shuffling around and mumbling like a much younger 78-year-old man, I'm sure.
No cognitive test, though, right?
That's the thing that we need the most. A cognitive test. And
they will tell you that his administration, well, he has to take a cognitive test every day just by virtue of being the president.
As Ron Burgundy once said, and I quote, I don't believe you. Because here's a little montage that goes to show that Joe Biden lost that fastball a long time ago.
Anyway. And I don't want to choose my words. I was just thinking,
I love this music.
Putin's kleptocracy. He said, it's not, we need, not just, I won't go into it. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers. It's an impact. An impact that decades are making because inaction was with the Department of.
Okay, you can stop it right there. I think we've proved our point.
These sad soap opera music. And what's with the?
That's his thing. That's kind of his thing. Man, these guys are so old. I was thinking about this yesterday when we were talking about Cocaine Mitch McConnell. He's 82. Now, Joe Biden will be 82 this November. So they were both born in 1942. So think about this. When those guys were born, okay, back in 1942, they are closer to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln in 1865 than they are present day. I mean, I know you can do a lot of fuzzy math here, and you can do this with a lot of things, but, you know, it was 77 years from their birth dates to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Well, now they're both in their 80s, so technically their birthday is closer to the killing of Abraham Lincoln than they are present day, and one of them is the president, and one of them leads the Senate for the Republicans.
One of them had a stroke on live TV.
Yes, so cringeworthy, man. These guys are so old. But you know what? This is a problem for us because as a country, we keep electing these people.
So old balls.